Thank you, Sir Richard, and good evening, everyone. I'm delighted so many of you could join us this evening. What I'm going to do is provide you with an overview of our achievements and our performance during 2013-14, and then I'll hand over to our CFO to give you an overview of our financial performance for the last financial year. If I could have the first slide, please. In 2013-14, we continued to be one of the safest trusts in the country with some of the best clinical outcomes. On this slide, what you can see is that our hospital standardised mortality ratio, which measures our actual deaths against expected deaths, was further improved during the 2013-14 financial year. We had 69 deaths against a benchmark performance of 100, which means that nearly a third fewer deaths occurred across our hospitals. Looking at the next slide, you can see that we achieved all of our referral to treatment and our A&E waiting times and hit all of the standards throughout the year, even through the winter months. This next slide looks at our performance around our cancer services. And through close collaboration with our staff and with our partners, Macmillan, we significantly improved our cancer performance during 2013-14 and managed to achieve all 8 cancer standards by the end of the year, which was the first time as a trust we had achieved this. Looking at the next slide, you can see our hospital-acquired infections. And during the year, we had 13 cases of MRSA and 58 cases of Clostridium difficile. While these were down overall compared to previous years, these are still too high in terms of our overall number of infections. And we have detailed action plans in place to work towards achieving what are quite challenging ceiling targets. So in summary, when we look at 2013-14, it was a year where we really worked hard to establish strong foundations for the future. During the year, we were ranked top of all of the designated major trauma centres across England. Our centre had an average of 2 to 3 survivors per 100 compared to the average survival rates. We made detailed preparations during the year for the implementation of a new electronic patient administration system, the Cerner system, and that successfully went live in Easter of this year. And this is really the first step towards us fully implementing a digital medical health record. As anticipated, when you implement any major IT system, there are some bedding in issues, and we have had a number of those bedding in issues over the first few months of this financial year. We're working hard to sort these through to make sure that each time we use the system, we're entering the correct data for the first time and doing that going forward. During the year, we continued with our application to become a foundation trust, and we completed a major public consultation and recruited a number of new shadow members, and I suspect we've got a number of shadow members here with us tonight. Being a foundation trust will bring some important governance changes, which we really think will help us get closer to the patients and the community that we serve to ensure that we really prioritise the things that you think are important within our catchment population. In March of this year, our status as an academic health science centre was reconfirmed for a further 5 years with our partner Imperial College. We undertook significant research and modelling during 2013-14 to develop our new clinical strategy, which was published in July of this year. This strategy is consistent with the broader North West London strategy, Shaping a Healthier Future. The closure of Hammersmith A&E, foreshadowed in October of 2013, occurred earlier this month, and has seen the upgrading of the Urgent Care Centre at Hammersmith Hospital and the expansion of emergency capacity and pathways at our other 2 main acute sites. We've been actively monitoring those pathways over the first couple of weeks of those changes to make sure that we continue to adapt those pathways to meet the demands on each of our sites. Earlier this month, we completed our Chief Inspector of Hospitals visit with the CQC. Whilst we've received some initial feedback about areas of good performance and also areas where we can continue to improve, our final report is not anticipated until early December, when we'll have the opportunity to hold a quality summit with the CQC and a number of our key stakeholders. So in summary, looking at our performance during 2013-14, we really had some quite significant clinical and research achievements, and this has established a strong foundation for us moving forward. I'd now like to hand over to our Chief Financial Officer, Bill Shield,